Good afternoon. Ladies, gentlemen, we have gathered here today to discuss a very important topic. Not just to myself, my wife, but to you. To all of you. Each and every single American in this room. We have gathered to discuss a heavy, quite literally heavy, subject. One that has divided the nation for too long. Far too long. That's right, we are gathered here today to finally settle the score. The score of which is better. Ass or tits? The cheeks? Or those beautiful baps? Those heavies? Or the eye candy? The shitter? Or the mommy milkers? Yes, today we will finally settle it. Boobs or butts? And I'm here to tell you right now that we are all Americans. So despite your belief, some may be wrong. Clearly, the boobs are better. However, despite my political views, I still accept you, and I implore all of you, you ass sniffers, you shit lickers, to hear me out today. The nation has never been more divided. And that's something both of our groups have in common. Two tits and an ass crack. Both same side of different coins. No, I will not comment on the fact that I messed that one up, even though I just did. But that's what I do. I am a president. And we are here to play both sides. Same as you. When you're squeezing on both cheeks, you're sucking on both nipples. My patriots that I see before me, there's something that you need to understand about boobies. Those sweet, beautiful boobs. They are not forever. And that's what makes them so precious. Ass, on the other hand. On the other face. Depending on who you are. What you're into. Ass is eternal. Ass is forever. I will concede. I will concede right now that that is a very fair argument for as to why ass is superior to boobs. However, if we were to live forever, then wouldn't that not take away the magic of life? Oh, how we would take it for granted. Same as most of you are taking boobs for granted. There will come a day. There will clearly come a day where you will long for tits. The tits that you once knew. The tits that you once groped in missionary position. The very tits that you used to be proud of. But not as much as that ass. Those bazonkas will begin to sag and fold. And that is exactly why I implore you. Right now, despite the sag percentage, give your beautiful, big-breasted, boobed lady a big hug and bury your face in betwixt those bong-hong-tongarongas and cry and weep with joy as you have your come-to-boobies moment. How soft they are. Pillowy. But that is a disservice to them. Because they are so much more than just pillows. They bounce. Ass can bounce too, but it is not the same. How beautiful tits are. I must admit that ass is nice. Ass is great. It's a sign of athleticism. It is a sign of easy childbirth. When you are staring down a woman with a beautiful thigh gap, there is nothing more beautiful than that moment when you can see the bottom 2% of that little cheek from the front. I remember when I was a young man staring at the first woman that made me realize that I needed a woman and how beautiful she was. She stood before me playing softball, and in those pants, as she was battering up, so was I. How those cheeks jiggled when she slid into second, and how she screamed when I slid into her third. These are the moments that we long for as Americans. These civil debates on which is more beautiful. But what we need to understand is that we are worshiping the same thing. Women. Oh, how beautiful women are. Because there is nothing like a beautiful big set of naturals. Women and men alike. Oh, how they try. Oh, how they try to mimic the beauty that the very Creator has laid out before us. That beautiful, illustrious figure. Should you put a blonde hair on said thing? The angels will begin to question if yet another has fallen. The beauty of the female figure is second to none. So we have gathered here today to come to the conclusion, to answer the age-old question of which is better, ass or titties? I have my preference and I respect yours, but there is one thing that you need to understand. That I did not have sex with Marilyn Monroe because she was easy, but because I was hard. And she had a beautiful bazonka as well as the booty, which is why she had no issue with standing over that vent. Because despite my preference, she made me realize that women are beautiful as a whole. I hope today that we can come together the same way that tits come together when I put my dick betwixt them. And that sexy brunette spits on my penis. How we long to go to the moon, when the moon was before us all along, within our grasp, behind a set of tight, high-waisted jeans. And how good they look. It's impossible to look away sometimes. Just want to slap them. Give them a little pop-up. But you can't. Because these days that is illegal. So instead I use my charisma. And at the very least, I know that I can get a hug and have her sweet, beautiful breasts touch my chest. But it doesn't stop there. It does not stop between the two. There are more of us, more people out there with other preferences. Some enjoy the finer things. Some like to get pegged. Some like to get chained. Some like feet. Some like getting finger blasted, which is beyond me, but, you know. Some wear fur masks, like a mascot. Some will have milk poured all over them. And then a chain wrapped around their midsection, attached to a horse. That lady was strange. Some will shove a butt plug so far up them that it will come back up out of their mouth. Talk about talking shit. But there is one undeniable truth. That tits are better. And should anybody disagree with me, understand this. I will drop a fucking nuke all over your goddamn head. I will blow you to kingdom come. I will not pick up that red phone that we use for Russia. Instead, I will cease everything. The war in Nam will begin. Because I heard that the leader is an ass man. Call me controversial. Come after me with guns. Use the CIA to dupe me. It does not matter. I am a man of firm belief, and I know that I am right. I know that we all need to come together and accept each other's truth, and my truth is that tits are better than ass. There's nothing more lovely than laying a woman back with her legs up. Very milquetoast American freedom patriot position. Every American needs a mission. And mine is getting your gal in missionary. and watching her sweet, sweet tits bounce around like water balloons as I look into her eyes. However, as stated before, multiple times now, that does not make me any lesser of a man if you believe the asses are superior. And your view on that does not make you any lesser. Because both are beautiful. Just like this country. So let us come together. Ass men and tits men alike. For the sake of freedom. For the sake of democracy. And for the sake of America. Thank you. Good night.